This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey guys, happy Wednesday.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you? What's going on over there?
I'm just a little crazed. You know, when I first get in here, I don't know what happened. I don't think we had the same amount of time. I just felt like I was throwing things around. And
I just went, I was like, wait, Green Day, da da da. The song's 2 minutes. Oh, Green Day songs are so short.
I know, so short.
Like, I want it to be a 4 minute song, not 2 minutes.
That's the beauty of Green Day.
I know.
It's there, you're rocking out, and it's over.
When you need, when you
catch
need an extra,
the next one starts.
I wasn't ready for the show to start.
Nope. That's the artistry of Green Day. That guy just cranks them out. Yeah. He cranks out 2 minute songs.
Like, so are his concerts like 45 minutes long?
No, because they've got how many albums? 11?
Yeah, a ton. They have plenty of songs to play.
Yeah,
they're going to be, let's see, not next week. Maybe next Friday and the week after we have Green Day tickets.
Oh, how exciting.
It is exciting.
It is. I love
Never seen them before.
I don't think I have either. It's live shows on TV or something, but yeah. Have you seen them a bunch of times?
Not a bunch, but...
Yeah. You like
it's a
them,
band I go see.
Green Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How can you not? Yeah. Even people who hate Green Day kind of love Green Day. I hate Green Day. Oh, this is a good song.
Oh, but I do like that one.
Yeah, this one's pretty good.
Oh, that song, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great song.
I know.
You'd think that they would have exhausted, with that formula, that you would have exhausted.
And yet they keep coming up with... I remember...
the new Rev Radio, is that the one that's... It's got a bunch of great songs on it. I've got it. I bought it.
I'm always hopeful. I loved the first record I ever heard from them was the one with Longview on it. It's a Dookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have... Isn't there one before that
yes.
that I don't even know? But I remember listening to that record and just going, this is like... They're like the perfect mix for me. Because I'm like into pop. I love something with a hook. I want to be able to understand. I like the music to be kind of clean.
I know exactly where I was when I first heard about Green Day and then heard
that's fun.
Them. Isn't that weird?
No, that's so like life-changing.
Very few things have stuck with me in that type of way where I could say I know. But I know where I was because I was an announcer at a surf contest in Cardiff by the Sea. And I don't know the year exactly, but I remember someone saying, this band from Northern California is unreal. Wait till you hear them. And it was a cassette tape, and I...
Really?
Punk rock!
Cool.
How the heck? Punk rock? And so we were playing it on the beach for the people there. You know, it's probably a little more than the average beachgoer wants to hear. But at a surf contest, it was...
Perfect.
Amazing.
Right.
In that venue.
And it's so funny, because they definitely have that punk thing, but they're also... I mean, they couldn't be more talented, and the songs are super... Well crafted,
yeah,
like that, just,
and thoughtful.
Yeah,
like their words are really.
I agree.
Thoughtful.
I love them.
Yay, Green Day!
Yay, Green Day!
But every time I ask to have them on, there's always a big.
Well, yeah, they're not coming on here. Come on.
He's local. We play him every morning.
They do not care. They don't care.
Well, I'm telling you, the building gets an uproar when I ask.
Why? Oh, you mean downstairs? Because they claim them. Oh, really?
Whatever. Oh,
fine. Yeah.
The whole
it's only
thing.
For you. Only the cool kids
Those
can like
guys.
Green Day.
Yeah. Got oh, yeah.
it. Your mom's
cool.
station.
Yeah.
You don't want to come on your mom's station. Okay.
Yeah.
We've
those
only
guys
been
are
around
cool.
forever, though.
I know. Yeah. And I'd like to say good morning to all the construction workers. Hi, everyone at Golden State Lumber. It's unbelievable. Like every time we've had a couple people come to the house to do bids for our pavers.
Wait, did
in the
we
back.
Just switch gears?
We
Hold
did.
On.
Because this might be your mom's station, but guess what? It's also secretly your dad's station and your brother's station.
Oh, okay.
And your uncle's.
And your uncle's.
And your
cold
cousins.
Can you just please start owning it? It's freaking annoying when people go, oh, yeah, yeah, my wife listens to that. By the way, the other day when Vinny was saying that, yeah. You know, it's like, I know you listen, so stop it. We've had a couple guys come through because we're getting bids for our backyard to do the pathways and stuff. And man, I tell you, four out of five contractors surveyed say they recommend Alice for your patients who listen to radio. It's just so funny because I can tell the moment they realize it's me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I'm like, yep. Give me a break on this price, man, because woo, that backyard, woo,
expensive, huh?
The saga continues. What's up now?
Nothing's
well,
up.
Wait,
it's
so
the
they
same
came
thing.
Out and...
Well, no, we've had four or five different people come out for bids, and man, they're all over the place. From wow, that doesn't seem like that seems too inexpensive. Like, what kind of work am I going to get out of you to, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I don't have, you know,
you just want something right in the middle.
$42,000 for pathways in my backyard. Like, that's, I'll go ahead and trench that and put sand in and stick those things in myself. I'm going to have to. So, there's actually a couple, it's moving along. I don't know about the 4th of July thing, but it's moving along.
Well, that's all we can ask for, Sarah. Keep it moving.
I'm trying.
Sister.
I'm trying to throw you guys a party on the 4th of July.
I love me a construction worker. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Looks
favorite.
Like Kerplunk in 92 may have been one of the
For
first
Green Day.
Green Day albums.
Yeah.
Because Dookie, according to this, was 94.
Was it really? Well, I guess that makes sense. I was at the Point in St. Louis. What's on Kerplunk? What songs would I know of that?
Minority. Wait.
Oh, funny.
You know that song?
Of course. I didn't even know that was a... I didn't realize that was that old. That's so
yeah,
funny.
According to the little blurb to the write-up in iTunes, they're saying that with the success of Dookie, everyone went...
Back.
What
one.
Else? Right.
Yeah.
What else you
what
got?
What else you got? That was like when the Chili Peppers had that huge hit with Under the Bridge, and then I think the next record they put out was What Hits? And it was like all their older songs. Isn't it called What Hits?
I think so.
What Hits?
Someone said 925. Green Day usually plays for 3 hours straight. I've seen them quite a few times. 3 hours straight, no breaks. If you cover songs, one of the absolute best live bands you'll ever see.
Yeah, they have a huge library. They have so many albums. So that's.
And then someone says, laughing at you talking about how many Green Day songs there are, but you play the same ones.
I know. Well, you know, look, it is still the Alice and Jane had to, you know, okay.
It's
songs.
Whatever we have in the system, and that's all we can do.
Right.
Sorry about that.
We are your mom's station, remember.
Oh, but someone says,
everyone.
But we're your, where's that text? It's only your dad's station till 10 o'clock. So they listen to Serenity.
Dads love Katy Perry. That's my dad.
And Gretchen.
Who doesn't love
speaking
Gretchen?
Speaking of dad stuff, check this out.
All right.
So the other day, because Mother's Day is right around the corner.
It is.
This weekend, right?
Yeah.
So excited.
And the other day, our kid is a little iron deficient.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand what
I feel
the hell.
Like a lot of young girls grow up. Like that.
Really?
Yeah. And then you get your period and you feel like just so
and then,
exhausted.
Yeah. And then that makes it worse.
Lots of spinach, Vinny.
Well, we're trying to get the food in her, but actually someone had said, and we did a little, you know, looking into it, to cook with cast iron pots and pans.
Oh, sure.
Which is a weird thing, I thought.
It's
when
only
I, when
trace,
it was first
but
said
it's,
to me, I just went, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And then I looked it up and it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not
thing.
Even trace. It's there's some significant boost. So I went to the Williams Sonoma.
Ding ding.
Oh, they didn't do anything but overcharge me. So maybe I take that back.
I went to a place where you can get pots and pans.
And I got the cast iron pots.
Yeah.
Man, they're
They're so heavy.
They're heavy and expensive.
Yeah, yeah, you can get them for less than you paid at Williams-Sonoma. And they're just as good. They're great, but it's like, you know how when you pick up a pan to like bring it over and put eggs or whatever? Man, those things, they'll break your wrist. They're so, mm-hmm. and you have to
use two hands.
You have to season them, and you don't wash them sure with soap. Them.
Actually, these ones, mm-hmm. the La Crusette.
Les Crusette.
Shame. Is that what it is? It's not a shame. Trust me, they overcharge me.
those are nice.
They were expensive, but you don't have to season those ones.
Oh.
That's one of the things. They're like, no, these things are dialed and ready to go.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what
that's great.
The old lady at the store told me.
You're going to get grossed out, I think, Vinny, by this, but I had my sister-in-law, she goes to estate sales,
uh-huh.
and I had her on the lookout for some cast iron pans. Because they're already cured, they've been used, and they're great. So she got me a couple, and because I wanted my grandma's, but then they went to someone else. And then my mom's went to someone else.
Oh,
so
my God.
How are you not in line
for your mom's stuff? Right.
Well, at that time, I wasn't into cooking, so I gave them to my cousin, who unfortunately also had my mom's cookbook, which I wish I still had. But anyway, so I had my sister-in-law get me a couple, and they're fantastic. Yeah. You know, got to be careful about washing them. There's so many things involved.
Well, it sounds like this Le Creuset has it dialed.
Yeah,
because it's a thing.
You still have to be careful about washing them,
mm-hmm.
because you want these things long term, especially for what they cost.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're not. You don't need to season them. They'll take the floor out before they'll take it. They'll take your foot or the floor before
boards and dig
they'll
themselves
dent.
Into the ground.
Yeah, they're
exactly.
gnarly.
They are, and they're so heavy. The we have a couple of things, but the one that we use all the time is just like every time I use it, I'm just like, oh, pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like then you have to wipe it out, and you have, you know, be careful when you wash it because you're really not supposed to use soap. And then John takes the oil and lets it sit. And
it's
do you guys
thing.
Boil it? We used to boil the water. We'd put it on the stove as kids. My dad would make us do that. Put it on the stove and let it boil so that cleans
that
it out.
Oh, that kind of cleans it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ah, that's a great idea.
Ah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
so
I got the three things, and then I did give them to my daughter to give to her mom.
Oh, for Mother's Day. Oh, that's great.
And since, you know, there's a need for these things, we've already given them to mom. So I gave her each one and was like, all right, go give this to your mom. And she's like,
it probably weighs as much as she does.
She's kicking it along.
She's stepping like one of those weightlifters, an Olympian weightlifter, trying to get
and
it.
And their knees are wobbling.
And I had to run out in front of her and go, get in here. Because there's no way she was going to make the turn and get into the other room.
Oh, so funny.
Stupid. But anyway, so each time I kept handing her the thing and making mom come, get over here. This is... But she got three things, and...
And what's she going to do for actual Mother's Day?
The
Jenny's Light Run.
Go to the Jenny's Light Run.
This is it. It happened Tuesday.
Yeah, it had to. Well, we wanted to start cooking with the stuff because it's a thing. My daughter's even like, I got to get my numbers up. And I'm...
That's so funny. You know, it really is. It's a woman thing. Like, my whole life I've been taking iron pills, and even still sometimes I can't give blood. They're like, nope, you're anemic. It's like, oh my God, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, and were you like that as a kid, or
as
did they not even check
whole
that?
My life.
Oh.
No, they check you before you give blood. And sometimes I could, and other
They're
times...
They're like, listen, we're going to need you to sit in that chair because you need blood.
Right.
We're not going to take blood from you. We're going to give you some.
You were super anemic, and that was the ice chewing thing.
Yeah.
And then...
And I had to have transfusions.
Right. And then I remember her saying after she had her transfusion, she couldn't believe how much energy she had.
So great. Like having someone else's blood. I was like, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
This is what life is.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait.
With normal iron levels.
So are you still...
The last time I was not, but that's been a couple years.
You weren't anemic or
I was not anemic.
Right.
So, you know, it can go up and down throughout your life.
But the best way to, it's all leafy dark green stuff.
Exactly.
And that's the best way to get it in you because it's like
natural.
Vitamins and stuff. It just doesn't absorb the same way.
Right. And vitamins, if you take iron, you have some problems trying to go to the bathroom.
Well, we don't give her supplements. Apparently, that's not good for a toddler.
Right, mm-hmm. She's little.
So we've been trying to force meat down her throat.
Well, will she eat spinach? Like if you
she will, but spinach? That's not enough. She needs to eat meat. She's not eating anything
every day.
She only wants macaroni.
It's like macaroni.
An improvement from the bacon, I guess.
Yeah. Well, kids are super
bogus.
You just have to make sure they're hungry and just put stuff in front of them and make no comment and just, you know.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. I'm always, my sister's kids are, and they're, one of them is in high school, one of them is almost high school. And man, I've never met people who eat less food. Like, I mean, as in they eat plenty of food, but they only eat like three, like chicken, macaroni, and toast, I guess. And I'm always just like, oh. I got to try everything. Like
We have a, remember intern Whitney?
Sure.
Can I get some birthday shots? Oh, well, we don't have a guy there. For my mom, who's in the car on her way to work this a.m. She's 66, but drinks like she's 26.
All right.
That is
don't
true.
Don't worry, drinks. It's your birthday.
I just did it.
Oh. Why didn't it come out?
Is the mic
on.
Up over there?
Yep, everything's on.
Let's see if Vinny can do it.
Let's see if
I can do this. Come
let's
on.
See if he can do it.
And then let's hear about the Bryn story.
Yeah, I want to hear, because that's why Bryn's not here. He threw up randomly yesterday, and then was he sick last night at the, you guys went and saw Snatched.
Yeah.
But he didn't see much of it because he was in the bathroom the whole time.
Well, so, he got to the theater and he was like sweating. I'm like, what's wrong?
Oh, great. So now you'll have it next.
Well, I'm immune. I'm like Wolverine. I don't know.
Oh. Turn me on over there.
You're on.
Are you sure I'm not
You're
on?
Totally on program.
Maybe it's his computer's on mute. Go to the little speaker on the right hand side there and I can fix it maybe.
Yeah. There's a on button.
Okay,
right
here we go.
There.
Here we go.
Hold on.
All
right.
Boom.
Happy birthday!
Woo! I think you might want to stop it. I think you might want to stop it.
Happy birthday!
All right. There you go, Whitney's mom.
It goes on a loop. Is that right?
No, it goes into the song.
It just goes twice. I turned it off over here so we could yell happy birthday.
All right.
Megan says, tell Vinny I've been anemic since birth and my crit levels are so low, no matter the food and vitamins. Barely makes a blip. But damn. She's totally functional.
Yeah. You're just tired all the time.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing about iron.
Yeah. It helps you oxygenate your body.
It's weird to hear a three-year-old going, I got to get my levels up. Like, what are we even talking about?
Is she talking about her personal, what is it called? The personal goal? What is it?
Oh, your personal best?
Personal best. My
PR? No.
Is it PR? What's it called?
PR.
Which is personal?
Record.
Record.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. My God.
All right. KLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are getting on a plane as we speak. Can't wait to see them. Be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.